This is
implicitly
awkward.
Cue the music. Welcome back. First of all, we missed you. It's been a minute. Second of all, by the time you hear this, happy Black History Month. Implicitly Awkward is back 2022. Yeah! Clap, clap, clap,
claps
clap.
All around. Yay!
Snaps. What it do, man? It's been a minute.
I know. Lexi,
how you feeling? What's up with you?
I'm good, honestly. It's just, I feel like it's been a doozy, you know, starting work, the after grad school life, and then now finding ourselves in 2022. I mean, what a number. 2022.
Doesn't even sound real.
I know. It's just crazy. Just thinking about 2020, man, 2021, and now we're in 2022, and you know, and a lot of things have changed, but a lot of things are still the same.
Hey, yes. 2022 feels like 2020 as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like 20, like 2020 T-O-O. Because it feels like it's all been one big year. Like, it never ended. We've just accepted our fate.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of have. And I guess I'm wondering, how are you feeling about 2022 and the fact that, right, we're still in a pandemic, but at the same time, you know, we're moving a little differently now.
Yo, what? Yeah, a little bit more confident just being outside. That's for sure. Yeah, like, you know, got my booster. You know what I'm saying? Like, most likely there will be another booster and I will get it. You know what I mean? Like, give me the jab. Give me another jab. Okay. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, we were kind of just talking about this off air, like moving a little bit more confidently, being outside, all the above, like going to music festivals is a thing now. I'm going to Smoking Grooves in LA. I'm excited to go. And also I am praying I stay healthy throughout, you know what I'm saying? Don't want to catch anything, but still gonna go. On that lineup is too beautiful. Like, I gotta see all the people on that great R&B grooves, and it's in LA. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, I'm about to risk it all. Like, this time last year, there's no way I was about to risk it all. I don't know about you, but like this time last year, there's no way. I was still afraid.
Yeah, no, I definitely was too. I mean, sometimes I switch it up, but I was like wearing hardcore like KN95 masks. Like, I'm not going to eat at a restaurant, like give me the takeout. So things have definitely changed. I mean, even just like going to the gym, I go regularly. Yeah. I mean, I always wear a mask. Even when I'm like sweating and like huffing and puffing on the Stairmaster, I still keep that mask on for dear life. I'm just like, please protect me.
Yeah.
But yeah, things have changed. And I also think too, because it's just been like, I mean, I guess 2 years, right? Of pretty much being inside. I mean, I work from home too. And I noticed like, I gotta like do stuff differently. Like, I gotta make sure that I'm going outside, that I'm like seeing my friends, or that, right, I'm just like leaving my house, because now it's become, you know, how life is just very like habitual.
That's real. Because like you for sure can get like caught up in that cycle, that routine, whatever that routine is. Like I don't work from home, but like I'm being in school, like it was really easy to just not leave the house for like days, sometimes weeks, because everything I need is right here. You know, like everything I'm going to do is on this computer screen. You know, all my friends most likely will be on the same Zoom call. So like, yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's important to leave the house and get outside and remember that the world is not the four corners of your room. Jeez, right?
True. Yeah, because I sleep in the same place. I work in the same place. you know, I live with my partner too. So like I have social interaction with someone, but it's also like kind of moving beyond that and just making sure that my mental health and my self-care is there as well.
Right.
I think that that's like a thing that I've been noticing, and even thinking about like social media, how social media, I feel like during the pandemic became the outlet, right, to the world.
For sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, now the world has kind of opened up, but at the same time, it can be like so easy to just like live your life virtually and live your life through social media or through like working through Zoom, you know, mm-hmm. and it does make me nostalgic for like the early 2000s as we were talking off air.
Ooh. Like I'm thinking about my screen time before COVID and my screen time now. Like it's not even, I thought it was bad then. It's terrible now, you know, like.
What's your number? What's your screen time?
No, I don't want to look at it. I'm not gonna look. I just know that it's too high. I just know that it's too high. So
I get reports of my screen time, and I'm like, I gotta do better next week.
Oh yeah, I'm not sharing that. I'm not sharing that on the pod. I cannot. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, because it gets like, you know, just when you're in between stuff, sometimes you mm-hmm. just go to, habitually to your phone, and then you start scrolling, and then it's like, you know. You just keep doing it. And then sometimes I'll be self-aware and I'll be like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. You know, like leave this virtual space.
So you find yourself in a TikTok loop for an hour and a half.
Yeah. No way. But we do like sending each other some good TikToks.
Hey, okay. Cause it do be funny. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Their algorithm is way too strong. It's too powerful. They know my sense of humor way too well. It's a little bit creepy, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, like gotta pull yourself out of it, because man, it'll, okay. I think the thing that annoys me the most is like when I'll get the TikTok that says, hey, you've been scrolling for a while now. Maybe you should go to bed. It's like, okay, all right, whatever.
Like the, you know, the little mindfulness ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one time, and it's from like an account, right? That's,
yeah,
like
you should from a couple of them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know like TikTok doesn't have one where they're like, hey, you should probably get off our app. They're like, continue, please.
Mm-mm.
Destroy your brain.
Yeah, straight up, just mindless scrolling. Just the only thing that's working is your thumb. That's it. It's like, yo. It's so easy to get locked in that. And I agree somewhat when you say you're nostalgic for the early 2000s, because like I agree that life was simpler. Like going to the mall with my friends was like the thing to do on the weekends. You know, did we buy things? No. But we went, okay. Now I just shop online. Like, why would I go to the mall?
Yeah, no, that's true. But it was just like, right, you had, like for me, I had a pink razor and I was just like listening to maybe like T-Pain or like Akon or something at the time.
Yes, sir.
You know, having my AIM account, and I would put my little status like going to the mall or whatever. And then you would just like hang out in the food court and you still have that social interaction, but then there was like a component of like, oh, I'm gonna text you, or like, we'll like AIM, or you're like in my top, what is it, top eight, top four mm-hmm. in MySpace.
Yep. Man. Okay. MySpace had the music you can put on your profile. Like everybody had the coolest like themes and stuff. Like we were doing some great coding back then.
Yeah, we didn't even know it. Like, no. I got into it. I like coded my stuff to be really like cool looking.
Man, people had their birthday countdowns on there and stuff. Like, that stuff was crazy. Like, it all seems like it feels like a dream, because it's not even, I feel like we don't use social media the way we used to anymore, because it feels like it's become a it's become much more than like just social interaction and fun. It's become like the business platform, you know?
It has. Yeah, it has. It's almost like if you have a business or you're trying to do anything, you need to be on social media to like grow the business. Mm-hmm. Like you have to do it. And that sucks, you know, but it's like, you have to do it in order to like get your product sold or like do whatever you're trying to do to build a brand.
Yep. You have to be seen. You have to be seen. And like being seen today, it's not outside. It's on the internet. It's crazy.
It definitely is. Like, I've been trying to do my own little thing with like NFTs and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to like push myself and make TikTok videos and like keep posting on Instagram. And I'm like, I mean, sure, let me do it. It'll be fun. But at the same time, I'm like, it'll be fun, but also like fatiguing and like,
for sure.
Yeah. You know, I guess there's like pros and cons to it, but it kind of sucks that like now everything is tied to social media.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes I just want to go on there and like laugh at something, you know, like I'm not here to work, but you know, whatever. That's how I end up sending you like TikToks. Maybe some good ones, I'm telling you. Like if anybody out there has not downloaded TikTok, don't do it because you'll be on there too long. But for those of us who already have it, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I mean, for me at least, I'll be like, it's the end of the day, let me look at my phone. Okay, I'm looking at these TikToks. Oh, this is so funny, like let me send this to Marcus. I keep scrolling, and then it's like an hour and a half later. Like, what happened here? I don't understand.
Nothing got done. I'm still sitting in the same spot. I remember when I first downloaded TikTok, at one point I had pulled up to the house where I was living at the time, and I had just opened my car door and just sat in the driveway, and I looked up. It was one time, and then I looked up again, and the sun was coming down. I was like, oh my God. I
gotta go. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a real like clutch spot.
I gotta go in the house.
Yeah, you'll be in the car. You have to like, for me, I have to disconnect it from the cord. Then while it's in my hand, and then I start, ooh, okay, what's this? It's just too much. It's really too much sometimes.
Okay, so 2022. Got a lot of months left. Do you have a goal in mind?
Yeah, so I actually made a like, what is that, a vision board before, you know, it turned 2022, and I had like multiple things on it that I wanted to at least aim for this year. And so some of those things I am able to like tick off. And some of the things, you know, I'm either going to achieve them this year or it's going to be a longer process. But one of the things was that I wanted to go to El Salvador, and I had like a picture there, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And if y'all don't know, I'm Salvadorian. My mom is from El Salvador, and she immigrated to the U.S. During all of the Civil War. And so this is the first time she's going back, and it's the first time that I'm going back or ever going. So
amazing.
Yeah. I'm like very, very excited. I feel like that's going to be like a big piece of me that has always been there, but those colors get to be filled in.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be really dope. Yo, that's going to be crazy. What? With your mom too? Oh man.
Yeah. It's going to, I think it'll be emotional, but that was definitely one thing that I wanted to commit to and like really do this year. But what about yourself? What are you feeling like is some of your 2022 visions or goals?
I think I turned 30 this year.
Wait, Marcus.
Yeah.
Really? Where did the time go? Like I'm telling you, but I didn't.
Okay. Right.
Wow.
And so how am I going to bring in 30? I haven't figured that out yet, but that's one that's like at the top of my list of like, I gotta find out the best way to do it because, man, new decade, here we go.
That's a big deal. Yeah, 30. I mean, you just reminded me I'm turning 29. Oh no.
Okay, yes. The chokehold. Here we go.
Wow. How are you feeling about that? Like, you know, you graduated grad school, you have your position, you know, your job, and like this year you're gonna turn 30. Like, you know, how is that? What is that like feeling? I don't know.
Man, all I know, my 20s was hell. It was a lot of fun, but it was, oh my God. I just have a vision. I've had a vision of myself that when I turn 30, I'm gonna have it all figured out. Fat chance. That being said, I just know that my 30s is gonna be way more stable. My 20s were a lot of fun, a lot of fun, and a lot of just like struggle. And so I'm just going to assume this next 10 years is going to be less struggle, but same amount of fun, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like the 20s, especially early to like mid, I think, was just very tumultuous, very like, it was fun. Don't get me wrong. It was fun. I lived life. I did my thing. But at the same time, now I'm like thankful that I'm here and I'm not there.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of foundational pieces that you need in life to just like do stuff and have security are now like coming into place for us. So I do think the 30s, I mean, a lot of like major life events are going to happen in the 30s, yes. I believe.
Definitely.
So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited for like the living of life, but also like, quote unquote, being an adult and kind of like having more of the means and more of the security to like live life.
Man, what? Yeah. Like, man. 20s are just so broke. So much of my 20s is just being broke. Oh my God. So nah. Can't have that. There's no way. So I'm looking forward to it. But along with that, spending more time with my family as much as I can. Because we have a lot of moving parts when it comes to my fam. Like, people are moving. My parents are moving. And there's, like, a lot of movement happening, and not just for my immediate family. So I know that I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in the next year, 2 years for real, for the foreseeable future. Who am I kidding? It's going to be a lot of traveling. So, like, just making more trips just to, like, it's just to catch up with folks, because it's a lot of places I'm gonna have to be. So it should be fun. I'm definitely about to get TSA pre-check. I saw the wonders of it, and I want that. So I'm about to sign up for it. And when it was like, I think it's like $80 or $85. For like 5 years. I'm just like,
just that?
Okay.
Only 85 for 5 years. It's not a monthly thing.
Nope.
What?
So if that's what it's gonna take, I feel like the government already has all my information anyway. So hey, you know what I'm saying? I can get through the airport security. Yeah, like, you can have that. Yeah, sure. You can have 80 of my dollars. Take it. So I would advise everybody to sign up for that when you can.
See, this is when you know you're gonna turn 30, because you start being like, okay, how am I gonna make my life a little bit more simpler? I don't want to deal with as many people. Here are some like life hacks in order to do that. And then you get to the point where you're like, Yeah, I don't mind paying extra for that because I just cannot be bothered.
Okay, yeah. You know what? And it's crazy because, like, I don't have it currently, but my little brother does. And he got through security line. He got through the security line in like 30 seconds, and I was still taking my shoes off.
Wow, that's fast.
All right. I need that. I need that. Yeah.
Speaking of that, too, like, now we, like, only fly Delta because we're getting Delta Sky Miles. And when you get, like, to a certain status, you get, like, free upgrades.
Yes, sir.
Free, like, bag.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So
things like that, like... I'm not gonna lie, this is like, I hope this doesn't take us down a rabbit hole, but I was watching Euphoria and I was like, I love
that show.
It's so good, but I was like getting anxious because I was like, oh my god, like, you need to be careful. This is not a spoiler, why are you putting your head out the window? Like, I'm like, you need a seatbelt.
Oh my god, yes.
So you just, like, for me, I'm like, damn, like, I am getting old where I'm just like, I could not deal with any of that stuff. Like, I just need to be, I don't know, safe, secure.
Yeah.
Not around too many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Delta Sky Miles. Like,
mm-hmm. You know what? Like, I also am a Delta member. You know, I'm trying to rack up the miles too. So, hey, I feel you. Okay. I definitely feel you, because, like, I feel like I think about the benefits of membership now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, what? Also, Euphoria, those are my favorite stressful teenagers. Granted, they're all, like, our age playing teenagers, yeah. But, man... they play some stress out teenagers so well.
Damn, that also made me think of, like, wow, to, like, be in high school right now must be so difficult, like, with social media and, like,
yes,
you know, I don't know, and going through a pandemic.
Yes.
I mean, they don't go through a pandemic in the show, but still, you know, I'm just like, damn, it's probably hard. I'm glad that I got to just listen to T-Pain.
Wow, yeah. Like, trying to, like, cyberbullying was a thing when I was in high school, but it looked different, you know? Like, you heard somebody was talking shit on MySpace, you find the receipts, you know what I'm saying? You can find that, okay? It'd be different if somebody, like, made a whole TikTok of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that would be awful.
But I know that it happens, you know? It for sure happens. Like there are definitely TikTok beefs. Like, people just, like, in the same building, like, beefing back and forth. You know, just like...
it's like everything is documented now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely feel you. Like, being in high school now will be really, like... God bless the kids.
Yeah, I mean, of course people are suffering with mental health issues, like, there's just so much going on, but this is like a sidebar. Shoot. And I need to ask you this because I feel like this is pressing news.
Okay.
Because I know how much you just, like, think this person is the best person in the world.
Oh, man.
Miss Rihanna Fenty. I know that's your girl, so, you know, she is pregnant. I'm not gonna lie, like, I kind of knew she was for a little bit, but how are you feeling? How are you taking the news?
You know what? Pain. I felt pain all day. And you know what? This just confirmed that we are not getting an album from her this year.
That's what
I'm so annoyed. Like, okay, like, seen it coming. Like, they've been lovey-dovey for, like, long enough that, okay, this is gonna happen. And then, like, didn't want to admit it, but, like, all right, bang, it happens. Cool. All right, she's for real pregnant. ASAP Rocky's not going anywhere. It's about to be a part of the story no matter what. Granted, shout out to ASAP Rocky, you know what I'm saying? I love to see New York people winning, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to New Yorkers, okay? Hell yeah. And I just want an album. I don't want any other announcements. I just, come on, like, I don't know, you know, just enough. Like, okay, shout out to Fenty, all the products, the new storefront that she opened in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Amazing, great stuff. I just want an album. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
How did you? You said you knew she was pregnant for a little bit?
Cause I remember the TikTok sleuths. I'm not gonna lie. There was videos of like people being like, yeah, like, you know, you see how she's hugging people. She's kind of like far away. And so there has to be something in between. And also there's a video of her coming into like a makeup store. She's kind of waddling a little bit. And like her, also the TikTok sleuths, like when you get pregnant, for some women, like your face does get bigger. Your lips can get bigger. Your nose can get bigger, things like that. And so people were like, yeah, like some of her facial features look like they're a little bit bigger right now. And that's definitely a symptom of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Yo, again, everything is documented.
Yeah, everything is documented.
TikTok sleuths. That's, I don't know why that's so funny to me, but like, yeah, that it makes sense. It makes sense. That being said, Rihanna's still my phone background, and you know what? I'll take this L. I'll hold the L.
I'm still there for you.
Mm-hmm. I wish she would come home, but it's, you know what I'm saying? She has to go be great. She got to go fly high, so go ahead.
Yeah, she looked beautiful in those pictures. I was like, wow, she looks amazing. This is just like... Go, Rihanna.
Hey, I know Drake is crying and throwing up.
Oh, my goodness.
Crying and throwing up right now.
Do you think so? Do you really think so?
Man, what? How many years he been trying his best? Oh, my God. Done everything under the sun. Didn't work.
Didn't remember that time he, like, confessed his love, like, on that award show?
Yep.
What songs are about Rihanna in his discography, if you were to like pick them out?
Man.
That's,
I mean, put you in the spot. I feel like as many songs that he has with her that feel like love ballads, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Take Care. Off of Take Care. Mm-hmm. Like, that one was kind of intense. I know he was trying his hardest on that one. He's name dropped her so many, like, enough times. Like okay, the video for Work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know he was having a great time. Like, he gets to be next to Rihanna, like, on purpose for work purposes. Sure. It didn't work out. Like, there was, like, I want to say, like, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, like, There was like videos of him in Barbados hanging out with Rihanna's brother.
Really?
Okay, I've seen it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is some dirty dog shit to do. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to her, me and the family member you're still cool with. But okay, if it works, it works. But it didn't. Nothing worked. She's moved on. So hey, I know the OVO sweatshop is about to be in what's it called, in full throttle mode. We might get some good music out of this.
Yeah, he was in the certified lover boy phase, and then that's all like player type thing. Yes. So maybe he's actually gonna come with some more, like, I don't know, he was hurt, you know, in a way in that album, having to be super like, yeah, like, I'm a player, but like, maybe we'll get a little bit more like emotions,
right.
But yeah, it's just so fascinating, that whole thing. But we should probably play Fashion Killer, because
oh my God, what a good song. I love that song. First
it's
off,
so good. Yeah,
second of all, that was what, 2012-13?
Probably.
So like, what, 9 years later?
That's so crazy.
Pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
We love to see New Yorkers winning. I'll have you know, New Yorkers impregnated both Rihanna and Beyonce. So do with that
information. I didn't even think about that.
Do with that information what you will. So
that thought had never crossed my mind, but you are correct. Wow, I guess there's something you know about
New Yorkers. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, indeed.
I guess New York men.
Okay, come on.
I guess.
Listen. We're a rare breed, you know what I'm saying? No matter how far removed. So, you know, I haven't lived there in a while. I'm not gonna lie. That being said, you know what I'm saying? You know, still in us. So, either way.
You have greatness. You can be great too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, No, you go ahead.
I was gonna say I think it might be a perfect time to play Let Me Put You On, since we just jumped to like that part. So like, Let Me Put You On. There's a singer named Blue. She put out a couple of singles over the last year or so, but she finally dropped her EP, Blue Dreams. She's so amazing. So good. BLU and then U with like the two dots over it. Is that umlaut? Umlaut? How do you pronounce that?
You know better than I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way. Blue Dreams, the EP. So fire. There's that. And let me also gotta plug this show, Archive 81.
I started that.
I just finished it.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
I love horror and like thriller stuff, and it was cool to see a horror show that's like starring a black guy. So I was like, yo. But then when we got into it, it's just like, yo, what is happening? This is, I don't know. I haven't been like creeped out in a while, and it felt good to get creeped out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how deep you're into it yet, but like I really like the way that they ended the season. I really liked it.
I started it and I think we went like an episode or two in, and then we just like navigated to other random shows.
Sure.
But yeah, no, it seems super interesting. Let Me Put You On. Let me think. Like, I feel like I've just been watching like trash recently.
So put me on.
Just like trash. I mean, like all the shows that I like right now, I feel like are on hiatus. I'm waiting for P-Valley to come back. Like, that's one of my favorite shows. But yeah, I watched like Too Hot to Handle, the last season that came out.
I need to watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
Honestly, it's like it will suck you in, and then you'll watch like the other seasons before it. At first, I was like, I'm never watching the show. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Okay. I watched all the seasons now. Yes. All the seasons.
Nothing left.
Nope, nothing left. But yeah, now watching Euphoria. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows that's a great show, so check it out.
Oh my god. Yo, all right. On the subject of like trash TV, Netflix has I just blanked. It's a dating show where people have to dress up like animal costume. Oh
yeah, I watched like one episode.
Sexy Beast. What? Sexy Beast.
Oh my god! Some people are like so vapid. I don't get it.
Hey, I watched every episode. I swear to God.
Did you really?
Hey.
No, I couldn't.
It's not good, but it's so good. Like, I think I just am fascinated by the makeup artist, because like it looks really intense. Like. these people be really looking like animals and like witches and ghouls and like.
They should do a show on like before and afters of like the makeup artists doing crazy stuff. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the reveals are so like they, yeah, these people, generally speaking, they're beautiful. Like, but when they're in character and costume, it's like, oh my God, what is going on? It's and so truthfully, it's like, okay, we're giving the furry community way too much like ammunition. This is creepy. So I don't know, but you know, if you want some trash TV,
that is that like Too Hot to Handle. I think is like a step above that because it does have like the plot is pretty much these people don't know that they're on a show where they can't like kiss, they can't hug. Well, they can hug, but they can't kiss, they can't have sex, and they can't like self pleasure. Use that word. And so the whole point is for them to build deeper, meaningful connections. Mm-hmm. And there's like prize money. And so every time you engage in like one of those things you're not supposed to, prize money gets taken out. So that for me, I'm like, oh, that was actually interesting versus like, I don't know, this beast thing.
Man, yeah.
Not to knock it. You know,
no, knock it. It's weird. It's weird. Knock it. But yeah, I gotta check out that new season of Too Hot to Handle because I'm pretty sure I watched the first season. That was like a couple of years ago though. So
I gotta check the first season like was not as good as the last two seasons.
Okay. Okay. Say less. Say less. Say less. Well, yeah. Listen, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. Okay, follow us on Instagram at Implicitly Awkward. Follow us on Twitter at Implicitly Awk. Be on the lookout because we're gonna have some new merch on the way. Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have some new guests on the way. Stay tuned. Yeah, we're back. 2022. Get ready.
Yes, and like thank you for everybody that keeps listening to us. We know it's been some time, but as you know, life happens. Yeah. And so we're just trying to make it work. But again, thank you to all the listeners. We really appreciate all of your support. And that was Implicitly Awkward.